This is Small Biz Spotlight, featuring up-close interviews with small business leaders and entrepreneurs across America. And now, here's your host, David Wolf.
Joining us on this segment is Paul Contras. He's the CEO of Well Cove Healthcare. The company used to be called Mission Healthcare. The company is going through a number of very positive changes. Paul, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Good to have you. So let's first start with the name change. This really repositions you guys. It changes the way you look on the map amongst companies like yours. Tell us a little bit about the thought process behind this new name, Well Cove.
Well, Well Cove is two parts, the name Wellness and Cove. And, you know, it captures the spirit of our company and kind of represents our commitment to wellness and creating you know, compassionate and caring environments in our facilities.
There's something that, as I read the press release, Paul, here in preparation for this segment, what I'll call the butterfly effect. You've got a new logo, I understand, and there's some thought process around this this graphic, isn't there?
Yes, we believe the butterfly represents something that's beautiful. It's at a stage, a latter stage of its existence, and it's the most beautiful stage of its existence, but it's also a fragile stage that needs to be cared for, and we kind of just thought it was a nice fit with our company goals and philosophies.
Paul, the company's going through what I would characterize as a broad expansion. Tell us a little bit about how you're expanding and what it means moving forward.
Well, we accomplished a major acquisition effective December 1st of 2012. A month and a half, 2 months ago, we had 15 long-term care facilities, and today we have 50. So it was a major expansion. It was the Atlantis Enterprises was the name of the company that we acquired, and they have 22 skilled nursing facilities, 11 assisted living facilities, and 6 home health agencies. It's a very good geographic fit for us. They're all in the upper Midwest. We were our facilities prior to Atlantis were in Minnesota and South Dakota and Wyoming. And so now with adding Montana and Nebraska and Iowa, it kind of fills out a big block right up in the upper Midwest area. So it works well for us geographically. And I think bringing the two operations together will allow us to achieve a lot of synergies and efficiencies, and the resulting company will be stronger, more diversified, and better able to meet and take advantage of the challenges and opportunities presented by this new era of healthcare reform.
When you go through a transition like that where you're acquiring companies outside of your own, there are always integration challenges, considerations, and any nuance that you'd like to share with us a little bit about how you see that unfolding, this idea of integrating cultures, and any challenges around any of that that you're looking forward to?
Well, one of the besides a good geographic fit, we felt there was a very good cultural fit with the company that we're bringing on. They have a very resident-oriented operating philosophy and resident and employee-centered, you know, operating philosophy. They believe, like we do, that our employees are our most valuable asset, and the way we keep our residents happy is by keeping our employees happy. They had a very similar culture. And so the transition so far has been fairly seamless.
Excellent.
And we're very happy with what we see so far, and we're really excited about the opportunity.
Paul, you've said offline that this expansion as a CEO, it's very stimulating. It's an exciting time for the company. Just talk a little bit about what it means for this company, this trajectory in the acquisition.
Well, it's a very exciting opportunity for us. It's kind of puts us on the map in the long-term care industry. We'll now be within the top 25 of the largest long-term care providers in the country. We'll be responsible for the well-being and stewardship of over 5,000 residents and employees. Wow. So we're very excited about this opportunity and kind of the advantages and, like I said, the synergies and efficiencies that it will give us to meet the challenges in the future.
This is a hugely growing population, largely because you've got aging baby boomers with aging parents. I'm amongst them and have gone through what I'll characterize as some challenges around all of this. What's the biggest misconception people have about this kind of life transition and how to do it right?
Well, I think there's probably still a stigma about the nursing home setting that's still in the minds of people that are approaching that age right now. They look what was available when their parents were entering those type of facilities, and it really is totally, the industry's been totally transformed now with the advent of assisted living, independent living, home health care. People in nursing homes or skilled nursing facilities, as we call them, they're people that need 24-hour nursing coverage. You know, typically they're recovering from some procedure, maybe a hip replacement at a hospital, or they have serious medical conditions, and people are no longer warehoused in nursing homes. It's there's lots of very attractive alternatives for people as they get up later in years. So I think that's one of the big challenges, is for people to realize that this is not your dad's nursing home.
Yeah, right, right. You really pay attention to making this like a new home for them, don't you?
Right. There's just a much more customer-oriented approach. You know, we take some of our operating programs and campaigns from entities like Hilton Hotels, the type of programs that they use.
Wow.
And as far as how we try to meet the needs of our residents, and you know, we're proactive about surveying them and interviewing them to see if they're happy with the services they're receiving, and also our employees to make sure that they're satisfied with their working environment.
Well, Paul, you mentioned the employees, and I know from my own experience, it really takes a very special kind of person to administer care to this kind of a client, doesn't it? I mean, the aging person that's recovering, they might have dementia, there might be other situations going on. I mean, it really takes a special kind of person to do this work, doesn't it?
Yes, that's very insightful. You got to have a lot of compassion and a big heart, I think, to. And I tell you, some of our people on the front line, the actual care providers, are. It's really, you know, you talk about heroes, and you know, you think about firemen and you know, Navy SEALs and things like that. But we've got a lot of heroes in our business. You know, they're very compassionate, selfless people, and we're pretty proud of them.
Absolutely. It's all about the people, I would imagine, and also the way you relate to the children of these patients, or these residents, as you probably prefer to call them, is critical. This is all part of the care you give. I also, just retracing a bit to something you said, it's fascinating that you're borrowing from the hospitality industry to create an environment that's nurturing, that cares for them holistically, the meals, all of these things that go into this.
Yes, that's right. It really is about meeting the needs of your customer. You know, that's what we're striving to be the best at. So we're constantly kind of tweaking our programs and offerings and services to meet the evolving needs of our customers.
Are there regional differences as you step into an acquisition like this? You're spreading your wings, your butterfly wings, as it were, into new territories, or do the facilities run fairly similarly in any region?
Well, you know, like I said, geographically, this is a good fit for us. And I consider the states that we're adding, the regions that we're adding, all kind of that, part of that upper Midwest area. You know, if we were moving into Florida or, say, California or something like that, I guess that would be more of an issue as far as regional differences. But
okay.
I think the facilities that we are bringing on and the culture it's fairly similar to our current facilities or existing facilities in Minnesota and South Dakota.
I know you're probably just metabolizing and digesting this acquisition, but is it in your mind that there may be future activity like this as you guys continue to expand?
Yes, I think we will. Now, this is, was a big big expansion for us, so we're going to take probably at least a year to assimilate and absorb this acquisition, but we're definitely keeping our eye out for other opportunities. We actually have an assisted living facility under construction as we speak in Sturgis, South Dakota. Mm-hmm. We're looking at partnering with some developers in Kansas, possibly doing an independent living facility. And so, yeah, we're looking at new development and always keep our eye out for acquisitions that that make sense.
Is Well Cove privately held?
Yes, it is.
Okay, excellent. And the website, Paul, if you would?
The website is under construction. You know, it's still, it's Mission Healthcare. Website is still up and operational, and we're going to have a new and improved website for Well Cove. We're really excited about it, but it's not quite complete yet.
Okay.
It should be within the next month or two.
Okay, and just for folks listening in the long tail, by the time they hear this, it may be done. That's WellCove, WELCOV.com?
That's right.
Okay,
yeah,
excellent.
WellCove.com.
WellCove.com is the website. We've been visiting with Paul Contras. He's the CEO, company expanding and continuing to deliver quality care for their residents. Paul, thanks so much for joining us on this segment.
Thank you, David.
You've been listening to Small Biz Spotlight, up-close interviews with small business leaders and entrepreneurs across America. For more information about our guests or to subscribe, visit smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.